So, I'm lying in bed, right? I'm trying to sleep, but I can't. I'm laying on my side. My eyes have fluttered shut. I'm tired and desperate to sleep. But it's the thought of you that keeps me awake. You're lying behind me. Soft breath on the back of my neck. The heat of your naked body envelops my own. I shiver when I feel fingers creeping spider-like down my back, one by one walking down my spine. I can't help but breathe heavier and clench my fist as the mental image becomes more vivid. As my need becomes so strong that I can almost feel your hand that slaps down on my ass. I gasp and my whole body tenses. I can hear you giggling behind me. Slowly, your fingers spread and squeeze down on the part of me that you've claimed, a part that I'm happy to give you. You grope and knead with one hand as the other combs through my hair, one half of you playfully acting like the other half isn't driving me insane. Soft moans escape my lips as you make me your plaything, and I can hear your delight for every one of them. Before long, you lean over, pressing your chest softly into my back, and place your lips but a breath away from my ear. You ask, "Do you like it?" As if you don't already know the answer. "Yes," I reply through shaky breaths. You ask, "Do you want more?" I answer without words, without the slightest pressure on my back or a hint of persuasion in my ear. I roll onto my stomach and fully make bare for you what you want. I can hear it in your voice. How wide your smile is when you say, "Good girl." It's at this moment that I realise how excited I am. The fiery warmth between my legs. I can't ignore how wet I am. How it makes my hips squirm. I silently slide my hand beneath me and go to turn my head towards you as I make myself comfortable. But a soft touch on my other cheek makes me turn it to the opposite way. This is only a fantasy, after all. You sit at my side, out of sight. Yet, I don't need to see you. Your hand still kneads at my flesh. Your gentle giggling still pervades the air. Without warning, you release your grip on me and send your fingertips back the way it came, gliding up my spine until you reach the nape of my neck, sending tremors throughout my whole body. You bring the solitary finger up my neck and over my cheek. Instinctively, I know what to do with it. I waste no time taking your finger between my lips, twirling my tongue around it, sucking it greedily. I know exactly where it's going. You slide your finger out of my mouth, letting it linger on my tongue for just a moment, slick and shining in the dim moonlight. On impulse, my fingers claw at the bedsheets in anticipation of what comes next. A light, wet pressure slides up and down between my legs. I'm aching for you to put it in. and you're perfectly aware of that. As you tease my lips with your finger, you lean down to speak to me again in that airy, satisfied way that you do. You're so excited, you want it inside, don't you? I eagerly nod my head. You laugh in my ear and whisper, "Good girl." After teasing me for just long enough to make my knuckles white in anticipation, inch by inch, you slide your finger inside of me. My eyes roll back, my toes curl until it hurts. You sarcastically gasp in my ear for every segment of your finger you easily slide inside until your finger is buried to the knuckle. There's a pause and a silence as my breath is caught in my throat, waiting desperately for your finger to pull back out before sliding back in. When it doesn't come, I can't help it. I have to beg. "Please, please," I whimper, pathetic and needy. You answer my prayer, sliding your hand back, freeing your finger from my vice grip around it, leaving only the tip in me before you slam it back inside. The sudden speed and power make me gasp and force my hips forward, making me grind into your hand. Overstimulated, I sink my teeth into the sheets. Every plunge of your finger is another thrust against my fingers. I'm panting and sweating in seconds, begging in feeble whimpers, "Please, please more. I love it. I love it so much." I'm trembling and twitching and frantically rubbing my thighs together. I can feel the tension building inch by inch, and it's only helped along by every time you tell me how tight I am around your finger, or how quick my breaths are, or that I'm a good girl. If the kisses on my shoulder weren't enough to make me come, then the nibbling on the back of my neck would. As soon as I feel the sting of my skin beneath your teeth, it takes only one more grind to reduce me into a whimpering, powerless mess, drowning in orgasm. My thighs are hot and wet. My head is completely empty. For just a second, I almost forget that you're not real. After I've caught my breath, lying shamelessly in the mess I've created, I release the sheets from my fingers and teeth and finally close my eyes.